This is Back to French Show, Episode 3, Daring to be Different.
Welcome to the Back to Front Show.
Back to Front.
With Back to Front discussion about current teen issues and the freshest R&B tunes around. Here's your host, Vic A.
Hello people, yeah, is your girl here? Yes, your girl Vicky here again. I just want to wish you guys a happy new month for the month of February. So sit back and relax, and I hope this topic will entertain you, inspire you, educate you, and well, anything has to do to you basically. But mainly, I hope it has an impact on you guys. So sit back and relax. But before I go on, this is a special song dedicated to special people like you and I. So stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. I'll be right back.
But the more they try, the more we rise. No one perform against me shall prosper.
I'm still living though, even though I've been through the highs and been through the lows. Trying to stop my flow, don't you know? Don't you know I'm unstoppable?
You can do what you want, and you can say what you wanna say.
cross your shoulders and get my cup. What doesn't kill you will make you stronger.
Welcome back to the show. We're still on the topic, daring to be different. I hope you enjoyed that track because I know I definitely did. And that was Fairchild, by the way, with Unstoppable. Anyway, I'm going to read two quotes from two different people to get us started with the show. I hope you're as excited as I am, or maybe you're more excited than me. But anyway, I know the show is going to be good by the grace of God. So, anyway, the first quote is, "We are all born originals, so why is it that so many of us die copies?" And that was from Edward Young. The second one is, "To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment." And that was from Ralph Waldo Emerson. You know what, yeah? I've come to realize that so many people out there, they just like to pretend a lot. I mean, they try to be someone or something that they really are not. Because, I don't know, the society have portrayed this image that this is how we should be, this is what, no. But, I mean, if you think about it, people are not going to accept you all the time. So if they can't accept you for your individuality and for your personality, I mean, why would you try and be something that you just are not? Just because you want to be accepted into the society or into this group of people that think they're older and they think they rule the world and whatever. I mean, even Jesus got rejected by his own people and yet he sits on the throne with the Father. So, if people are going to reject you because you're not the specific person that they are trying to make you to be, then just leave it, because your reward is greater in heaven anyway. I mean, when you think about it, God did not create us to be exactly alike. He created us with personalities, individualities, talents, characters that differentiate us from different people. So we should stop trying to be like carbon copies for the love of God. We should stop trying to please other people just to be accepted at the own detriment of ourselves. Even please, just, it's not right, man. Like, you have an individuality, you have a personality, so you have to live up to that standard. I mean, seriously, when you think about it, there are no two people on planet Earth that have got the same fingerprint, so they cannot portray the same characteristics from the beginning of their life to the end. Like, if you show me two people on earth that have got the same fingerprints, then you might be able to convince me that we're meant to be alike. Like, seriously, even identical twins, they have the same DNAs. Okay, I'm not sure about that, but maybe they do. I'm not a medical doctor, so I wouldn't know. But they still do not have the same fingerprints. That's the way they can identify, differentiate them. Because if everyone had the same fingerprint, then maybe we're all meant to be alike. But because we don't have the same fingerprints, we're not meant to be exactly carbon copies of someone else. Fair enough, yeah, you're allowed to admire people like artists, dancers, whatever. You're allowed to admire them and maybe you're aspiring to be like them. But you're not going to be exactly like them. Say, for example, okay, say, you probably like this writer, what's her name? Karen Kingsbury, right? You like her so much, you're an aspiring writer. So then you decide, yeah, oh, I'm going to write things the way she does this and that. If your story are exactly the same, I'm telling you now, nobody's going to want to buy your books. Because they've read so many Karen Kingsbury's book, and this is the way she writes. So unless you come up with your own creativity, your own originality, meaning I'm telling you, there's no way you're going to sell books. There's no way. The same with singers, dancers. Okay, maybe dancers are a bit different, but you get what I mean. Like, you can't just set out your mind yet to be exact carbon copy of someone. I mean, imagine the world full of carbon copies and original. Come on now. It's going to be like duplicates, like Matrix, for example. But anyway, I'm serious. Like, you can't just wake up in the morning and say, oh, I'm going to be like that. Like, people, I mean, you think artists had it easy. Oh, trust me, most of them had to go through a lot before they where they are today. They didn't just wake up morning and say, oh, I'm going to be a star. And the next day, they became a star. No, it takes steps. It takes ages. Like those of you in Africa know an Iroko tree takes forever to grow, but when it grows, people use it as a landmark, whereas its mates, like the pawpaw tree, the pineapple, okay, maybe not the pineapple, the guava trees and stuff, yeah, they fade away, but the Iroko tree still stays there for generations to come. So until you establish that root in you, you ain't gonna stand strong. So don't think that because this person is shining right now, I'm like, you're gonna be feeling down. No, obviously it's fair enough to feel a bit like, you know, doubting, because we're all human beings, we all want to be on top. But this is the thing you should always remember, that you're not the same as the other person next to you. Even though, okay, maybe you're born on the same day, or you're born on the same, I don't know, but you definitely were not born by the same woman. Unless you're twins, obviously, but anyway. But seriously, we should have our own creativity. We should have our own personality. So we should just, I don't know, just stop trying to be like someone else. Stop trying to be something that you are not. And you know in your heart, deep down, you cannot be like that. I don't know, like, it's crazy. Like, the world have portrayed, we should be like this image, for example. There's a lot of pressure on girls to be like these models that they see in the magazine. These people that are hungry, and everyone thinks, oh, they're so cool, they're so this and that, just because that's the way the world has portrayed it. Guys also, they're putting pressure on people these days. You have to have six packs, else you're not this. That's the way the world is portraying stuff. And the funny thing is that people are actually accepting it. Like, it's all right to be fit and need to be, what's it called, healthy. But at the same time, we should have some creativity, have individuality. Don't try to be exactly like this person, because you know it's not going to happen. Like, God created people. Big, small, tall, short, fat, slim, normal size, you know, everything. He did that for a purpose. To give the world diversity, to give this world something that is not a carbon copied. So if that happens, if in the world there's no way everyone can be tall, like 6 foot tall. So obviously if that can happen there, you know that there's no way everyone in the world is gonna be 6 foot tall. So obviously everyone in the world is not gonna have the same characteristics and personalities. So we have to wake up, yeah, and realize that we're individuals. We're not just some anyhow random thing that just happened by accident. Because I know God created everyone, male and female. He created them in their images, in his likeness. So we should just come up with some creativity. We should stop being a carbon copy, for the love of God. You can't just wake up one day and go, yeah, oh, I'm going to be like Kirk Franklin. You dress exactly like Kirk Franklin. You try your best to talk exactly how Kirk Franklin talk. It ain't gonna work. Because you don't even have the same voice for a start. Go create everyone. And give everyone a personality. So we should live up to our personality and stop trying to be what we're not. I mean, God is really, he's really looking for leaders, people who stand up to the world, and people who declare his name on hilltops, people who scream out, they don't care about what anyone else says about them, because they are convinced in the spirit, they know their stuff, because they have been set apart for God. They have been set apart, and no matter what happens, no matter anything that may come their way, because God has set them apart, God is going to be with them. So don't be scared when God calls you to do stuff for him. He knows what he's doing. He can see a leadership quality in you. Even when God called Moses, Moses was looking for every excuse not to go to Egypt, and deliver the people of Israel. He was looking for every excuse, but God was always right, and Moses knew it. But he just didn't want to go. And it's a thing, we just have to obey the voice of God. But thank God, God had mercy on Moses. And God saw the quality, the leadership quality of Moses. It was a plan of God anyway. God deliberately put Moses in Egypt, in Pharaoh's house, to be trained. I mean, if anything, he might have been the next Pharaoh, but God had a better plan for him. He had a better plan for him. So just like he has a better plan for Moses, God always has a better plan for people who are set apart for him. He will guide your steps. Like, anywhere you go into, the favor is all yours. Some people say favor is not fair. It's actually true. Favor ain't fair, because it's for the chosen people. The Bible says, ye are the chosen generation, a royal priesthood, who have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. So, because God has called you, your life will be smooth, but still, there's going to be storms on the way. Don't get it twisted. There's going to be storms on the way, but even in the storms, God is going to be with you. Even just like the time God was in the boat and this with the disciples, and there was waves and everything. The devil wanted to kill the disciples or whatever, but the devil forgot that Jesus is in the boat. So if Jesus is in your life, if 20 people apply for a job, there's only one position. Because you have the Spirit of God in you, God is going to make that job become yours, because he knows you're going to be shining the light. You're going to be telling people about him. Seriously. Anyway, let's take a break now, and when we come back, we'll continue with the show. Stay tuned.
It's another beautiful day that the Lord has made. Yes, sir. This is just the beginning. Even when I'm in the deep end, I'm always swimming. Trials and tribulations never go well, but the fact that we're breathing, yeah, we're marked as a champion. Running like a stallion, got the cross on my chest, throw away the medallion. I will not be a Sith like Skywalker Anakin. Yes, I'm a Jedi, but I rather rely on Christ. The law force is with me. Wicca, wicca, wow, my power is sublime. The Alpha and Omega ain't afraid to suffer. I'd rather endure forever with love. Look, this ain't no emotion, it's more like a commitment. I ain't saying that I'm a perfect being at all. Whenever there's trouble, you know who's to call. You ain't listening to Jericho, I will still break the wall. Living in darkness is like potting a black ball. First in the game of pool, I'ma follow his rules. It's funny how people wanna put you down. Just show love, that's what it's about. Look up in the sky and be proud. Ayo, ayo, life of a champion. It's funny how people wanna put you down. Just show love, that's what it's all about. Look up in the sky and be proud. Ayo, ayo, life of a champion. Bless, yes, I got the Holy Spirit in check. Spiritual blessing, no less. The Lord is like the weather, he reigns. I'll be spreading the word, Lord. I thank you for your grace, even though I don't deserve. I'm like a butler for the Lord, ready to serve. Sometimes I never go sleep, I work first. It can't get worse, my mind wants to burst. Even if my mouth is dry, I got the gospel on my side to satisfy my thirst. I'd rather be an infamous, I know that sounds ridiculous. You may think I'm nuts like Eminem. Go tell a friend, and I'ma keep on praising my Father until the very end with all my heart and soul. Unconditional love, that's what
the Lord shows us failure's not an option. Mine on his will. Gotta keep it focused, skipping like a lotus till you reach on top of the hill. As long as you're sowing your seed still. It's funny how people wanna put you down. Just show love, that's what it's about. Look up in the sky and be proud. Ayo, ayo, life of a champion.
It's funny how people wanna put you down. Just show love, that's what it's all about. Look up in the sky and be proud. Ayo, ayo, life of a champion.
Look, the Lord will march out like a champion. Like a warrior, he will stir up his zeal. With a shout, he will raise the battle and cry, and will triumph over his enemies. Isaiah 42, verse 13. You know what? I'm just gonna let the beat run. Like, I'm just gonna, like, allow you guys to just reminisce this beat. Like, what does it mean, like, living life as a champion? It's just like living the life just how Jesus did, man. Ah, man, you can't tell me that, man, Jesus ain't real. Can't tell me my God ain't real, man. He's turned my life around. He can do the same for you. It's like, whether you're with him or you're against him, don't be afraid. Nah, man, he's still waiting for you to come. Know what I'm saying? Wanna put you down, just show love, that's what it's about. Look up in the sky and be proud. Ayo, ayo, life of a champion.
It's funny how people wanna put you down. Just show love, that's what it's all about. Look up in the sky and be proud. Ayo, ayo, life of a champion.
It's funny how people wanna put you down. Just show love, that's what it's all about. Look up in the sky and be proud. Ayo, ayo, life of a champion.
It's funny how people wanna put you down. Just show love, that's what it's all about. Look up in the sky and be proud. Ayo, ayo, life of a champion.
Okay, everyone, you're welcome back to the show. We're still on the topic, daring to be different. You know, I just realized, If you're a different person, people admire you so much. Like, literally, imagine, yeah, in a group of people, yeah, everyone were geeks, or, okay, let's say, everyone were seamstresses, for example. You're all doing the same thing. I mean, literally, it's just boring, same old routine. But if everyone in that group had a different personality, say one was a dancer, the other one was an artist, like a painter, the other one was, I don't know, like a news reporter, the other one was a seamstress, the other one's an engineer. There will be so much diversity to this group of people, even though I don't believe in cliques, like hanging out with a certain group of people all the time, because I believe you should show love to everyone. The Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So everyone aside from yourself is your neighbor. So you should have to show love to everyone you come in contact with. Anyway, like, seriously, if you're different, yeah, and you're set apart for God, you're going to make an impact on the world, like, so much. I know of so many people, like, what's his name? I think his name was Smith Wigglesworth, actually. I can't remember. But he's made so many impacts on the world. I read his book when I was back in Africa, and I'm thinking, wow. And this is the time I wasn't even a strong Christian. I was like, it was just a religion thing. But now I know, like, when God revealed himself to me, I was like, wow, it's so beautiful. So until you know God, until you know Jesus for yourself, yeah, whatever I'm saying now, you might not be convinced the reason for you to be set apart. But until you know him and he makes that impact in your life, that you know, whatever the storms may do, whatever the winds, the whatever happens, yeah, that you know Jesus is real and you know he's been good. Let me tell you a little story. When I think I was 4 and my brother was 5, right? Like, everyone were out and stuff, and we got electrocuted, but because of the grace of God, I got delivered. Okay, let me tell you the story. Basically, we had this, I think it was this nanny, yeah. It was back in Africa, by the way. You know how electricity are not stable. So my brother and I were playing around with the electric stuff because the light was off. So we're playing around here, putting things into the socket and all sorts. And out of the blue, the light came back on, and my brother, who was getting electrocuted, and this was my only sibling at that age, I was like, oh my god. So basically, I went to pull him out of it. And as a little kid, that was the only thing I knew to save someone from an electric shock. So I went to pull him out, right? And then I was getting electrocuted as well. So basically, I think as time went by, something happened and I fell and I hit my head on the floor. And my brother, I think he got out of the electric as well. So when everyone came back, because my dad and mom, they had gone to Friday night vision and stuff. So when they came back, they were telling us the story and everything, how there was a prophecy in the church that they should pray for all the children of the church, right? So that was how I got delivered. Now, meanwhile, this is me at the age of 4. I did not proper know God. I was just going to church because my mom and dad were making me go to church. But because, my mom and dad had been set apart for God, God knew to protect their family in it. Because people would laugh at them, say, oh, ha, 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 I thought your God was with you. Look what he killed. He let your children die. But because God and they've been set apart for God, God has to silence the mouth of people who talk. And I thank God for that, really. Like, because I'm alive today, I know God is real. So there's nothing you can tell me here, and you tell me, and you try to convince me that God is real, because I know God is real. So be set apart. There's so many scriptures in the Bible that talks about being set apart. I could go on and on and on. But I'm just going to read just a few of them, just to give you a tip of the iceberg. The first scripture I'm going to read is Romans 12, verse 2. And this is probably a very popular scripture. You probably heard it once or twice. Or that's for those who are not Christians I'm talking to right now. But if you're Christians, you obviously know this at the back of your head, or the back of your palm. I can't remember what it's called, but anyway. And I read, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. See what I mean? You just have to be, you can't be the same. You can't be conformed to the things of the world. Like the world says go left, you go left. The world says go right, you go right. The world says jump off, you jump off. Okay, how many of you, if your best friend even asks you to put your hand in the burning fire, are you going to do it? Or how many of you, if your friend says you should jump into that river knowing that you can't swim, are you going to do it? Be honest to yourself. So if you're not going to do that little thing, how much more something more dangerous is going to destroy your life? I mean, seriously, we just have to realize. Let me give you an example. Say in the garden there was like oranges everywhere, and there was, what's this called? I think it's pumpkin is called. And then the pumpkin is trying to be like the orange. I mean, seriously, how is that going to work? An orange is a round thing, and a pumpkin is a bit... it's a bit shaped like a fish in a way, I think. But anyway, so you have to be different. Do not be conformed to things of the world. Do not, because God has a better plan for you than what the world has to offer you. The world might offer you silver and gold, but God offers you peace, joy, love, eternal life, and that's the most important thing. The next scripture I'm going to read is 1 Peter 2, verse 9. And it says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I mean, there's so many scriptures about saying that we're meant to be apart, we're meant to be set apart. In everything, socially, you have to be apart, because if you're not, you're not going to... I don't understand. Like, if you're the same people as everyone else, then what's the point of you even existing? That's my view anyway. So we're meant to be set apart, like, academically. Yeah, we can be. Well, if we don't have originality and creativity, how are we going to understand things in the first place? Fair enough, our teachers are there to guide us and everything, but they're not literally going to open our head and pour in information, are they? I'm going to read, like, a couple of scriptures so you understand that I'm not making this up, yeah? Okay. I think this next scripture I'm going to read is Romans 12, verse 1. And it says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present yourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. So the next one, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. The next scripture I will read is Ephesians 2, verse 10. And it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. The next scripture we'll read is, I think, Romans 8, verse 9. And it says, you, however, are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. The next one is Galatians 2, verse 20. And I think this is one of my favorites. And it says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life now that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I mean, I could go on and on and on. I think I'm just going to read just a few more. I think I'm going to read, the next scripture will be 2 Corinthians 5, 17. I think this is a very popular one anyway. And it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. The next one I'll read is Colossians 3, verse 1. And it says, If you then have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And the next one I'll read is Romans 8, 28. And it says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. I like this scripture because it says all things. It never said something. So it means whenever you go through any situation that you think you can never come out of, just remember that God said all things work together for those who have been called according to his purpose. I think I'll read two more scriptures. So hopefully I don't go over time. Anyway, the next scripture I will read is Romans 6, verse 6. And it says, we know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we no longer be enslaved to sin. Amen. I think I will read Galatians 5, verse 16. And it says, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So if you walk by the Spirit, yeah, it will be easy for you to be set apart and believe, and believing like you are set apart anyway. Okay, let me read one more scripture. Yeah, I think I am going to read, where's the drum roll? But anyway, I'm going to read Galatians Galatians 3 verse 28. And it says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. There's so many scriptures that talks about being set apart. Like, oh my God. Like, literally, I think most, the whole Bible probably talks about being set apart, the whole thing. So, we should just know that we can't be, conformed to the things of the world. We have to be set apart for God. If we're set apart for God, I mean, God has a back, man. He's not like a man that he would lie. Let me read one more scripture. Yeah, I said that before. Okay, this time I mean it. One more scripture. And next scripture is Romans 12 verse 1 to 2. So this is a bit long, but you have to bear with me anyway. You ain't got a choice, have you? Okay. And it says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present yourself as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to things of the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Well, I think this is a longer version of the scripture I read before anyway, but it still says the same thing. So we have to be set apart. I can't stress enough how it is important that we have our own individualities, we have our own personalities. For us Christians, the Spirit of God leads us. But if you're out there and you're not a Christian, I am begging you, please find salvation. Because that is the most important thing that could happen to any human being on earth. I know I've been to interviews, yeah, and God has revealed to me what the guy is going to ask me before he even asks me. And that's by the Spirit of God. Sometimes I don't believe that it could happen to someone like me if you know where I've come from. But God doesn't choose people because they're righteous. He chooses them because he wants to show his glory. Someone once said to me, you don't go to hospital if you're well and fit, do you? You don't go to gym if you're fit enough for yourself. So also, you don't go to the church if you're righteous. You go to the church because you need help. You need help, literally. So just like the hospital is there for people who are sick, so also the church is there for people who are spiritually sick. Even physically sometimes. Well, most times anyway. Because Bible says that you lay hand on the sick and they shall be delivered and they should be healed and other stuff anyway. So unfortunately, but we've now come to the end of the show. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this show. I hope it ministered to you. I hope it's inspired you. I hope that you've learned something from me. And I hope you're going to do things about it. But if this message has been administered to you, I want you to say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for who you are. I thank you for your grace and your mercy upon my life. I thank you for coming down to earth to die on the cross for my sins, so that you and I will become one like it was meant to be in the beginning. I thank you, O Lord, for this none like you. Lord Jesus, I pray that you give me the boldness, the enablement to step out of my comfort zone, to be able to share your word, to be able to declare on rooftops, on mountaintops, that you are good. I ask you, O Lord, my God, that I want to be close to you. I want you to give me more boldness than I already have. I want you to use me in the way you want to use me. I surrender my life to you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for I know that Jesus Christ got ridiculed, but he didn't care because he had his eyes on the prize. So Lord, give me that tunnel vision focus. That once my eyes on the prize, nothing is going to move me. So I will know that no one else matters but you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. And I want to thank the followers, artists, supporters, people who prayed for me, people who encouraged me. Like, if you did anything, like pray, encourage the artwork, you did the, I don't know, whatever you did. And you guys also for listening to the show. Because without you, the show might not be possible. Because I wouldn't have listeners like you listening to the show. But until next time, when I come your way again, we'll have another exciting topics or whatever we have that day, depending on what God planned on it. But take care. God bless you. Have a nice week, weekend. And I'll always remain your girl, Vicky. But if you haven't already done so, follow me on Twitter. It's twitter.com/Vicky4JC. That's a V-I-C-K-I. 4JC. Add me on Facebook, look me up on YouTube, Google me, whatever. But make sure you're listening to this show because I know it's going to bless you. I've had so many testimonies and I'm going to put it up on the website. So take care and God bless you. Bye bye.
No time for stress. What thing they do me? No, you know, go depress me. God has my witness, and I shall be blessed.
You are Yeshua.
On the scene, we bring new tactics for the team. Life not be easy, not easy. We
hallelujah.